All right, Coach, appreciate you joining us today. If you would, get us started with an opening statement talking about Saturday's game, and then we'll take questions.
Well, obviously, we're excited about the opportunity to go play. Last Thursday was a long day and a long night. We took the weekend off and came back and have gotten on somewhat a regular work week for us. Monday was a lighter day. Tuesday and Wednesday, big-time work days, and Thursday's a dress rehearsal. We're playing an awfully good team coming in. They played a ranked opponent on Thursday night as well, got beat. So they're going to come in with a little chip on their shoulder, like hopefully we have as well, to get back in the W column. And as I told our team, Tennessee Tech's a heck of a football team, and they're going to come in trying to correct the things they didn't do well. But really, it's about Kennesaw State and what we do and how we approach it and minimizing mistakes and being able to execute a high level and doing the things that we need to do to give ourselves a chance to be successful. So it really boils down to the same stuff for us moving forward to Saturday. We're excited to be at home. First time at Fifth Third Bank Stadium. Looking forward to a great, great crowd. For anybody that happens to listen that hadn't come to a ball game here, I would encourage you to do it. It's a great atmosphere. Our kids are going to be excited about playing at home for the first time this year, so we'll be excited about that as well. But looking forward to the opportunity to get back on the grass. I'll open the floor for questions.
Coach, offensive line was a big question mark going in the first game. How did you think they played in Sanford?
I thought the first half we did some really good things. I thought we really came off the ball and we got some movement up front. So I thought there were some really positive things in the first half. I think we, after that long delay, we didn't come out with quite the same energy as we did early on. And you could tell by the, I think we had four punts in a row there in the third quarter. But I thought, up front we came off the ball and I thought we did some good things we got to learn from and build on. But I thought we did some good things up front.
Were there any significant injuries from the game or anything on your team?
Yeah, nothing significant. We'll probably miss a few guys for this game. We got TP's got a – Tenarius Porcher's got just a lower leg injury. Jordan Walker, lower leg, and Matt Frank's got an upper body injury that makes them questionable for this week. I don't know that they'll play, but nothing significant, meaning we hope to have them back next week.
Obviously, tough loss Thursday night. How have you guys responded so far this week?
Monday was the first day back after a long weekend and a tough day. I think they were still a little bit trying to catch up with themselves, get their feet underneath them. Shoot, I'll be honest with you. Thursday night, it took the wind out of our sails a little bit. There's a lot of energy and effort put into that game. And then just all the circumstances that went with it, it even made it a little more draining. So I think we responded with a little bit of work day yesterday. I would expect today to be really, really sharp. And then obviously going into Thursday, to really polish things up and be ready to go. I think as you go through the course of the year, you come off a game, and each day you want to build up a little bit. You don't want all the energy early. You want it to be built up to game day because that's when it is most important. What I'm looking for in practice right now is just a focus and attention to detail. We've talked a lot about, we use the term reload. When something doesn't go right in practice, you reload it, you run it again. Well, in the game, you don't get to do that. In the game, it is what it is. You punt, or they converted a third down, or whatever it is. So that's something we've tried to really put an emphasis on is, being focused and dialed in. And control we can control. Control we can control.
Two missed field goals, how do you go about correcting those? Were they just, fundamental errors or circumstances?
Just got to make them. Just got to get better. We've done it every day, and I'll be honest with you, I had a lot of confidence in still doing Justin going into the game. I told you guys he booted a 53-yarder in practice like it was nothing. It would have been good from 60. So, and then you say, well, why kick a 50-yard field goal? Kid earned that respect. He didn't make it, but he made him in practice. And then we had one little less of that in the middle of the field he didn't make. So we went out and kicked a couple yesterday live, and he made them, and we'll keep rolling, see if he can get better. Obviously, I got confidence in him to go do it right now. I'm not gonna, just because something doesn't happen like it won't, go make a major league change. Obviously, I'm going to give him his due. And if he doesn't take care of business in good time, then we'll deal with it when that time comes. But I don't know that there's like a I mean, you can look at his plant foot and all that, but at the end of the day, we all have a job to do. I have a job to do. There's things I could have done better in the game, and we got to find a way to make them.
Overall thoughts on your secondary from the first game going into this game?
You know, I thought for the most part we did a good job. The thing that happened a little bit, when you go look at the touchdowns, excluding one that was off a special teams miscue, they were all off critical errors. You know, we don't have a middle third player. You know, and those are the things, though they weren't a ton of them, when those things happen, they're huge, especially on the back end. You know, so I think we got to eliminate, you know, the critical errors and those that are that'll get you beat. But I thought the guys did some decent things on the back end. I thought in the first half, really defensively, you know, they didn't do much. You know, I thought our guys were flying to the ball and playing hard. I thought we had a good plan. So I thought we did some good things, but just critical moments, made some mistakes that we got to clean up. We moved three guys played back there on the back end. You know, going into this week, Keeper and Rawls will probably end up out at field corner or out at, in boundary corner. You'll see a little more Bert Birdsall at field corner than the previous week. And then the back end will be Hinkle and Jace White, and then Keon will roll a little bit of corner and at safety both, but really Taylor's hopefully back now, practicing regularly. So him and Jace will be the two safeties right now.
What about Tennessee Tech? What's when you're putting your game plan in, what stands out about them?
Well, I think defensively they're very active. They run to the ball. They're big up front. They do a nice job up front. You know, they've played against the option in the past. They played against an option team last year, so it's not completely new. The coordinator's faced it multiple times in his career. But they play hard, they run to the ball. I think they're big up front, and they play multiple guys up front, and that's always the first thing you really look at, you know, as far as those guys up front. Offensively, they want to run the football, and they struggled with it Thursday night. They want to run the football. They got a couple good receivers. I think it's 17-1. You have to excuse me on the numbers. But they got a couple good receivers that can make some plays, but they want to run the football. They want to play action. You know, that's kind of what they want to do, and they struggled running the ball Thursday night against me watching them one time, one of the better defenses I've seen that they played against. But they struggled running the ball, so I know it's something they're going to go back, just like we do. You go back and see what you can do to make it better. But that's kind of their mindset, what they want to do.
Typically, first game of the year, offense tends to struggle. You guys didn't seem to struggle, you know, at least the first half Thursday night. You know, assess kind of where you thought you were versus where you're actually at going into that game.
Well, you know, we came out and moved the ball. We just didn't get points. You know, when you get an opportunity, and whether it's field goals or touchdowns or whatever it is, you know, you got to find a way to get points. I mean, hindsight's 20/20. We could have put that game away at half. Delay, officiating, you could throw it all out the window. And it wasn't very good. But you could throw it all out the window if we take care of our business. And we didn't. We came out a little sluggish in the second half. I think the offense can be as good as they want to be. Plain and simple. We can be as good as we want to be. If we correct a few mistakes, continue to get better, continue to learn from what we didn't do correctly, I think we can do what we want to do. I mean, when you look at the stats, it makes you sick at your stomach. The one stat that matters is really the only one you didn't accomplish. And that's at the end of the day, that's the one that matters. But you look at everything else, and we were able to move the football. We just made some mistakes at critical times and weren't able to get points in some shape, form, or fashion at the right time. And that's really what it boiled down to. But I was pleased with some things we did in the first half. I really was. You know, if you take away the turnovers and all, you know, I mean, it just – is part of the game, but we moved the ball. We came off the ball and blocked him and did some good things at times. We really did.
You know, last year, four packages with your quarterbacks, and Trey White kind of got into that short yardage down at the goal line back. Looks like maybe doing a little bit of the same thing with Jake McKenzie this year, also adding a few extra wrinkles. What are you hoping to get from that? What was behind the decision-making to go ahead and expand his role in that way?
6 points. Trying to find a way to get the ball in the end zone. What's the best way we can – we can put together. We may do that next week or the week after. We may or may not. You know, I've said this to you guys that have been here for a long time. Whatever we can do, whomever we can use that will help us be successful, we're going to do it. And we felt like we put together a little package for that game when we got down there deep in the red zone that we thought would give us the best opportunity to be successful. And like I said, we're always searching for what's the best group, person, people, whatever it is, to help us get the ball in the end zone. And so we're always analyzing and looking and seeing what will give us the best opportunity. Obviously, Jake, you know, has played quarterback, you know, so he's done that. He's been in that role before. So that wasn't a major change for him to go take snaps, you know, right in the heat of the moment, which is one thing you would worry about because he's done that so much. We didn't worry about that as much, and we worked on it. But that was it. We're just trying to find a way to get the best way to get the ball in the end zone. And at times we've struggled down there. Let's just call it like it is. So we're searching for whatever we can do that can help us.
I think we all heard about Bronson Rechsteiner, the ability he has out of the backfield. A little bit surprising that he catches the ball as well. He does some good things. Just talk about the versatility he brings to the offense.
Yeah, not surprised by how he performed. I really wasn't. I kind of told you guys a little bit that he's got a lot of ability. He's continuing to grow in the position. He's very talented. He can catch the ball. He can run the ball. He can do a lot of things. He's very explosive. He's still learning how to play the game on a play-in, play-out basis of that position. But I think what you saw that we've seen in practice is he's very explosive. And when he gets the ball in his hands, he can make some things happen. We want to continue to grow that. We want his role to continue to grow as he continues to learn what to do. And we can count on him as much without the ball as we can with the ball. And I think that's always the big challenge, especially to running back positions, learn to play without the ball. And that's an area he's gotten a ton better in. I know he'll continue to grow, but he's going to have to make plays for us to continue to be successful. There's no doubt about it, as he did on Thursday night.
Anything else? All right, Coach, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.